You're listening to Safari 7, a podcast tour of urban animal life along the number 7 train line. Grand Central, 42nd Street.
The 7 train tunnel you are now traveling through is known as the Steinway Tunnel. William Steinway, perhaps best known for his piano manufacturing company headquartered in Queens, was also the financier of the tunnel's construction. In 1890, the rubble from the tunnel construction was deposited on a small rock outcropping in the middle of the East River called Man-O-War Reef and renamed Belmont Island. It has been variously constructed, forgotten, rediscovered, rededicated, illegally conquered, and apparently again forgotten. Parklands Commissioner John Matera.
It's not on anybody's map. I have all the city data here. Seems to totally not be there.
After some more sleuthing, John discovered that the island was owned by New York State, technically located in the borough of Manhattan, and part of the 10044 zip code. The island is a 100 by 200 foot pile of jagged rocks. There is no live vegetation on the island, only several dead trees and some low, dead shrubs, a radio tower, and 30-foot dedicatory arch. The island is home to a substantial population of birds, in particular, the double-crested cormorant. In 2008, there were 24 cormorant nests, up 15% from the previous year. Dr. Susan Elbin, the Director of Conservation of the New York Audubon Society.
Cormorants are phenomenal fish eaters. And if you look at the way they're built, they have a hook on the end of the beak, and they have very, very strong necks, and they dive after fish. They can also nest in dead trees. They don't need to have leafy trees to nest on.
Living in these structures allows the cormorants to be above the debris buildup that washes up from the East River. In fact, cormorants are extremely resourceful birds and will use the trash, including pieces of cloth, to build their nests. In 1977, it was dragged into civic awareness. Dedicated to the United Nations Secretary General U Thant, it was unofficially named after him. The followers of the Burmese Buddhist planted trees and greenery on the island and erected its Oneness Arch to honor the Secretary General and preserve a time capsule of his personal items, including his speeches, photographs, and personal effects. During the 2004 Republican National Convention, the Brooklyn artist and filmmaker Duke Riley wanted to make a statement on ownership and surveillance and illegally paddled out to the isle under cover of darkness. He successfully raised a flag up the island's radio tower to claim the island as a sovereign nation, but the Coast Guard caught up with him on his way back to shore at daybreak. The island's mixed history gives it the mystique of a hidden treasure, and indeed it is hidden, hidden in plain sight, unknown or forgotten by all, and left to the birds.
The Safari 7 podcast was created by Leslie Mers and Allison von Glinau and is brought to you by the Urban Landscape Lab and MTWTF.